look what you done to me. I'm utterly at your whim, all of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. Can man push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak winds up locked in a surgery. No way to control it, it goes to the automatic. Whenever I go around, I'm walking my golden, completely automatic. All of my systems are down, down, down. No way to control it.
Not an half W, LOL. Also, a very good year for Ruth, June, and Anita, the Pointer Sisters. Automatic at number 73 on the year in countdown 84. Mr. Lloyd Michaels is on the telephone with us right now. Hi, Lloyd.
Bill, real good. I just want to thank you and all your listeners for making me your sports reporter this year, and hope to cover some more sports in the next year. And
We
goofed up a lot, and I plan to goof up more.
Well, yeah, we had a lot of embarrassing moments, and, we almost had interviews with Prince and Bruce Springsteen and Michael Jackson, but you blew all of those.
Well, I don't mean to rub your nose in it, but you blew them. I got the interviews. You just had to go to commercials all the time.
I don't know what it is, but the Twin Cities is behind Lloyd Michaels as a sports announcer, despite all the mishaps we had. 84 was a pretty good year, don't you think, Lloyd?
I think so, Phil, and I think 85 is going to be 1 year better, huh?
All right. Well, I'm with you, and I just want to say Happy New Year to you, Lloyd Michaels. Have a great night tonight.
Happy New Year!
All right, let's continue with the countdown. Number 72 is Paul McCartney at No More Lonely Nights.
I can wait another day until I call you. You've only got my heart on a string. Everything a flutter, but another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to blame. It's all the same to me, love, 'cause I know.
and a half WLOL. Now, I know we said yesterday that Paul McCartney was going to be here with us tonight. And, well, he couldn't make it. But the president, who has been drinking champagne all through the night, every time he reads a trivia question, will be back with us later this hour. Number 71 is Christopher Cross. Remember, Think of Laura. WLOL. Chris Cross really had a low-key profile in 1984, but he did come out with Think of Laura, which was number 71 from his Another Page album. And when we continue, we're going to hear song number 70, which is from a group that has been together for 15 years.
Rag Stock. Serving the Minneapolis area with Fesh September.
Pope John Paul visited Canada as thousands of Catholics cheered him on. Charlene Wells of Salt Lake City, Utah, was named Miss America for 1984. Charges were dismissed against Robert and Lois Bence of Jordan in the Scott County sex cases. Shortly thereafter, prosecutor Kathleen Morris removed herself from the case. Joan Groh and Rudy Boschwitz won primary elections to face each other for the Senate seat in Minnesota. Prince's movie Purple Rain shot to the top of the box office charts as the soundtrack LP started a three-month domination of the album charts. Mickey Mouse was not immune to labor problems as workers at Disneyland went on a prolonged strike for better pay and benefits. The Minnesota Twins carried their American League West pennant race down to the final series of the year. The young Twins just missed the playoffs and drew a record 1.5 million fans to the Metrodome. The Vikings were shelled and the Football Gophers opened their new season on a winning note. Both teams sported new coaches. The number one record for the month, Let's Go Crazy by Prince. It happened in September 1984 on Bob Berglund.
Count- Countdown 84 continues. Number 70.
WLOL Chicago and Stay the Night, and that is from the Chicago 17 album. And New Year's Eve, right? We're at song number 69.
Yes.
Now, Gary Grooms, of course, of all of these crazy voices that you hear on the Houston show on WLOL. And so this one should be your forte.
Well, this one's Go Insane by Lindsey Buckingham. You know, he has a 24-track studio in his garage.
Well, he must make big bucks if he can afford all that.
Well, either that or he drives a Volkswagen. Well, Go Insane is Buckingham's second solo LP, and he describes it as a high-tech fold album.
Former member of Fleetwood Mac, and maybe he'll get back with Fleetwood Mac and do some more recording in 1985, but for now, he's on his own, and he's doing pretty good.
Number 69, Go Insane.
Of people in this world, we're
And a half WLOL. We are on the marathon countdown of the year. Yes, it's Countdown 84, and I'm Phil Houston, taking you through a little memory of all these big smash hits we had over the year. Of course, Lionel Richie, now one thing I liked about him was in his videos, you always saw some breakdancers, and of course, 84 was the year for us breakdancers. I mean, that's the year I invented the Houston Sophisticated Bouncing Head Spin. The year I went bald. Number 68 is Running Through the Night.
The heart of the city street was beating. Light from the neons turned the dark to day. We were too hot to think of sleeping. We had to get out. Magic got away. We were running with the
is Countdown 84. Now, song number 67 is very special and sentimental to me because this is the guy who I went out to dinner with a bunch of WLOL listeners. It's Rod Stewart. Some guys have all the luck. 67 on Countdown 84. WLOL. Now, how can you not like John Cougar Mellencamp? I mean, he exemplifies what it's like to feel rock and roll in the Midwest. Pink Houses comes in at 66 on Countdown 84.
There's a black man with a black cat. Stop the blood. Oh, but ain't that America?
Somehow